Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
Look at another example that we looked at in the life of Nehemiah. Remember, Nehemiah hears the report. Jerusalem is in shambles. It's a disgrace to the name of God and the name of his people because the temple is a mess. The walls are knocked down. The gates are burned. It looks like a dump. Who would want to go there? Who would want to claim that as God's land? And Nehemiah is heartbroken, and he sits down and he begins to pour his heart out to God. And he says, "You know, God, it's totally on us. We sinned. That's why you had to bring us into exile, into Babylon, because we blew it. It was our sin. But Lord, the time is up. The time is now for us to restore the land, for us to be returned to the land." And so it says in chapter 1, verse 11, Nehemiah's prayer, he says, "O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man." The man that he's talking about is King Artaxerxes. But notice he says, "Give your servant success today." The time that he got to finally speak to King Artaxerxes, when the king finally said, "Nehemiah, I see something on your face. I see a shadow, and it's not a physical illness. Must be a heaviness on your heart. Must be something on your mind. What is it?" It's 4 months. But what this verse tells me is that every day, Nehemiah prayed the same prayer. "Give your servant success today." It tells me that every day, Nehemiah walked to work. It tells me that every day, Nehemiah thought to himself, "What do I need to be successful back in Jerusalem? I need permission from the king to be able to leave my job here and take a long journey. I need supplies. I need some letters that are going to give me permission to walk through some areas so I don't get accosted by the bad guys that are there. I'm going to need a whole lot of things." And he began to mull this over as every day he prayed, "God, give your servant success today with this man." For 4 months, he thought, he planned, he prayed, he walked to work. And finally, we read in chapter 2 that the king says to him, "What is it that you want? What's on your mind? What's on your heart?" And because he had so thought this thing out, when the king finally asked him, "What is it that you need?" And he said, "These are the things that I need." The king said, "Excellent. I'm going to do everything that you just asked, and I'm going to do some more. I want to make sure that this trip is successful, that this venture is successful for you." Now, if he had prayed on that very first day, and the king had on that very first day said to him, "What is it you need?" He would have had to say, let me get back to you. He wouldn't have had his list ready yet. But it took 4 months of him walking to work every day, 4 months of him asking for success with the king, 4 months of him strategizing, thinking through, "Oh, I'm going to need this too. I'm going to need," and he had it all thought out. And I love that it says here that when the king finally asked him, it says that he prayed before he started answering. He didn't say, "Hey, king, can you give me a time out and I'm going to walk over here?" That was just that quick, "Thank you, Lord. Here's my opportunity." And then he started praying. "Thank you, Lord. Let me speak these words persuasively and winsomely so that the king will hear exactly what it is. Don't let my tongue trip me up in my mouth as I, but he had been praying for 4 months.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.